From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Thursday, 20-year-old Joe Olivo III was sentenced on charges of voluntary manslaughter with personal use of a knife for the killing of 14-year-old Jesus Garcia Romero on December 17, 2014. Judge Christopher Wilson imposed the maximum term of 12 years in state prison. This summer, 39-year-old Joe Olivo Jr. and 32-year-old Mario Nunez pled guilty to charges of voluntary manslaughter in Garcia Romero's death. Officers with the Eureka Police Department responding to the 300 block of P Street for a stabbing that had taken place. It was reported that the suspect left the location on foot but was being followed by a witness. Officers soon located that suspect near the jail, detaining him without incident. The suspect, 34-year-old Christopher Matzik. The initial investigation determining that Matzik attacked his roommate with a large knife, stabbing him in the chest. The motive for the attack still under investigation. The victim sustaining serious injuries and is in critical condition at this time. Matzik charged with attempted murder. He's being held on $500,000 bail. Well, Thursday, Humboldt County Sheriff's got a call from a concerned neighbor reporting suspicious people observed outside a home on the 4400 block of Walnut Drive in Cotton. According to the homeowner, several items were missing from inside the residence, including a firearm, electronics, and jewelry. The homeowner thought the suspicious subjects maybe made entry through an unsecured door. During a search of the wooded area behind the residence, deputies located a bag with some of the reported stolen items from the residence inside. Deputies continued searching the wooded area and found the stolen firearm hidden in nearby brush. While on the scene, they got information that people associated with the homeowner had seen one of the suspicious subjects, later identified as 31-year-old Dennis Palmer of Eureka, running on a nearby road and then into another wooded area off of Jeffrey Lane. Deputies were able to track down and locate Palmer inside a wooded area. He was arrested, booked into the Humboldt County Jail, charged with burglary, possession of burglary tools, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Bail set at $75,000. Humboldt County artist Dan McCauley installing his fourth sculpture in the city of Rio Del this week as part of a collaborative plan to display art along Wildwood Avenue. McCauley worked with and got support from the city of Rio Del, also the Chamber of Commerce. The sculpture depicts a grizzly bear. McCauley's first display of a great horned owl was installed in October of last year. A mountain lion followed in January and an elk in June. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.